Good morning. It's April 1st, a gray day leading into a gray week in the forecast for New York City. There must be some kind of proverb about how much rain you can get at this time of year. And this is your Indignity Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Skoka, taking a look at the day and the news. The North Carolina State Wolfpack advanced to the NCAA Men's Final Four yesterday by roaring back in the second half to blow out Duke, led by 29 points from nimble-footed and extremely wide big man DJ Burns Jr. NC State has the most losses of any team ever to make the Final Four and only reached the tournament at all by winning 5 games in 5 days to seize the automatic bid awarded to the winner of the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament. There's a piece in the Washington Post explaining that this run is really just because their opponents keep missing shots, which, okay, thank you for that contribution to our understanding of what people should or shouldn't get excited about sports. Nevertheless, there they are in the Final Four, as is the North Carolina State women's basketball team after a somewhat less improbable trip by a team ranked number 11 in the final regular season women's poll. Depending on what happens in tonight's women's game between the University of Connecticut and USC, UConn could also end up with a team in both Final Fours. In the newspaper today, the lead story in the New York Times, 2 columns on the right, potential witnesses draw Trump's praise or wrath. A look, as Donald Trump's first criminal trial approaches, at the meta-lawlessness of Trump's constant tampering with witnesses. It begins by talking about how Trump cut off Michael Cohen when the president's former fixer got in trouble. But the Times writes, Mr. Trump took a different tack when prosecutors shifted their scrutiny to Alan H. Weisselberg, the Trump family's longtime financial gatekeeper. Mr. Trump's company paid Mr. Weisselberg's legal bills and awarded him a $2 million severance, with a condition: he could not voluntarily cooperate with any law enforcement agency. It's genuinely impressive that that's the sort of thing that you can just put in writing. Who knew? Below that is a look at the closing days of the proxy battle for control of Disney. Nelson Peltz, the activist investor who wants to take over, was most recently seen complaining about the use of all women or all black casts, the latter referring to Black Panther, which made $1.3 billion worldwide. It's truly amazing how fast the finance guys have decided to embrace a new social norm of just saying outright bigoted stuff while patting themselves on the back for their tough-mindedness. On the left-hand side of the page, just above the fold, Israelis are out in the street demanding the end of the Benjamin Netanyahu government. On page A6 is coverage of the Pope's Easter call for a Gaza ceasefire, as his ailing health forced him to curtail his Holy Week activities. Below that, King Charles III, despite his health problems, showed up for Easter services. The Prince and Princess of Wales did not. And on page A15, the state of New York is preparing to legalize adultery, which has since 1907 been a misdemeanor, currently punishable by up to 90 days in jail and a $500 fine. That is the news. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to Indignity to keep us going. And if all goes well, we will talk again tomorrow.